Tell it, tell it, sing it, sing it, let the joy bells ring it, o'er and o'er evermore, tell and sing the news.
Welcome to the Pastor's Heart. Dr. Craig Bush is pastor of the Grace Baptist Church in Kearneysville, West Virginia. Dr. Bush has been preaching, counseling, and encouraging people since 1980. Let his 4+ decades of experience help you today. We pray the Lord will use this time to keep you encouraged in your spiritual life. Join us now as we dive into some practical thoughts and truths from God's Word.
Hello, friend. Welcome to the Pastor's Heart broadcast. This is Pastor Craig Bush, your host, and I want to encourage you today with a thought from God's Word. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, I'm going to read verses 14 through 23 together. The Bible says, "Now we exhort you, brethren, warn them that are unruly, comfort the feeble-minded, support the weak, be patient toward all men. See that none render evil for evil unto any man, but ever follow that which is good, both among yourselves and to all men. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Quench not the Spirit. Despise not prophesyings. Prove all things. Hold fast that which is good. Abstain from all appearance of evil. The very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray, God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ." The Holy Spirit and behavior go together. The more of the Holy Spirit that you yield to, the better behavior that you will have. This is why a young child, I'm talking about a toddler, 2, 3, up into the 4 and 5 year range, often is a bit difficult to handle. We call it the terrible 2s and 3s. And whether they're brought up in a Christian home or not, we have to realize that a small child is a lost person. They are not spiritual because they're in a Christian home. They're only spiritual when they get saved. My grandson is not even a year and a half old yet, and he's starting to get into more and more trouble. You say, why? Because he's a little bit too much like his pawpaw. He has a little too much of the lost in him, and he's a sinner, just like everybody else. Not until a child gets saved does real behavior change. I want us to focus on verse 19 in this passage in 1 Thessalonians 5. The Bible says, "Quench not the Spirit." Let me remind you that once you're saved, the Holy Spirit moves inside of you. You never lose him because he is the one who seals himself in you. He is the one who places that seal upon your life and seals himself in. For you to lose the Holy Spirit is for someone to become unsaved or lose their salvation, and that's impossible. When I was a kid, my mom and dad would do what we called canning. They would have mason jars, and they would put beans or tomatoes or something from the garden in there, or some types of fruit. The outward pressure and heat did not seal them. When you screwed that lid on and you made sure that that inner ring was clean, it was the pressure from the inside that sealed the jar. It wasn't sealed from the outside. It was sealed from the inside. That is exactly what the Holy Spirit does. And yet, I want you to see something. You can quench the Holy Spirit, but you can't lose him. The word quench there is a statement that I want us to look at. It's different, and I want to help you. The word quench means several things. First of all, it means to take the breath or the oxygen out of. Again, when you quench something, you take the breath away. We can live in such a way that we stop the breath from giving us sustaining life from the Holy Spirit. In other words, we can cause the Holy Spirit to be short of breath. When I was a boy, my brother and I had built a fort in a tree in our backyard. We had a pine tree. That thing must have been 15, 20 feet off the ground. And I remember one day going up there, and my brother didn't want me up there, and we were being a bit ornery with one another, and he stepped on my fingers, and I came out of that tree, and I fell on my back. And honestly, I thought I was going to die. I wasn't in pain. I just couldn't breathe. I couldn't get any air into my lungs. And I was running around going, and nothing was coming in. Nothing was going out. And all of a sudden, I thought I was going to pass out. And I laid down on the ground. And all of a sudden, I could feel air coming back into my lungs. The air had been quenched from my lungs. The word quench means to extinguish, to dampen, or to drown. For instance, when you're quenching steel, you have to cool it in oil or water very quickly, and it re-hardens the steel. It literally means to take the fire out of something. Can I tell you something? Too many people don't want the Holy Spirit burning inside them. It convicts them. It hurts them. We allow the flesh and our fleshly desires to want us to do things our way, and we'll quench the Holy Spirit from that fire burning us and making us what we should be. To quench means to hinder, to prevent someone from accomplishing something. When we keep the Holy Spirit from doing what He and the Bible want us, we're quenching them. When a child thinks that they should go into full-time service, and adults say, well, we'll see, they're too young, they're just making emotional decisions, we're quenching the Spirit. I'm so glad that in my church they did not do that, because from the age of 13 on, I've been preaching. We hinder the Holy Spirit when we do things in our strength and our ways. The word quench also means to harden. When you quench metal, you take something very hot and put it in oil and rapidly cool it, and it begins to harden. You can super cool or quench the Holy Spirit and harden your life so that He can't get in. You know, when we choose our will versus the Holy Spirit's will and the Word of God's will, we quench Him. When we refuse to submit to the Holy Spirit and truth, we are quenching Him. When we don't respond to Him, when He's working on us in a church service and we don't go to the altar and get things right, we are quenching the Holy Spirit. We're not supposed to be hardening the Holy Spirit out of our life. And lastly, very quickly, when we do not quench the Spirit, our behavior can be better for the difficult times. I don't have time to develop this, but if you look at verses 15, 16, 17, 18, 20, and 21 and 22, I'll show you what I mean. In verse 15, we'll be less likely to respond to evil with evil when we've not quenched the Holy Spirit. In verse 16, we'll be able to rejoice when we don't quench the Spirit. In verse 17, we'll be able to pray without ceasing. Verse 18, we'll be able to give thanks in all things. Verse 20, we'll be able to enjoy preaching. In verse 21, be able to prove all things and hold on to that which is good. In verse 22, we'll be able to abstain from all appearance of evil. Hey, let's not quench the Spirit. Let's have a great day, and let's give God a great day from the Pastor's Heart.
Thank you for listening to the Pastor's Heart. We hope this broadcast has been a help to you. If you would like to hear more of Dr. Bush's messages or learn more about Grace Baptist Church, visit gracebaptistwv.com. That's gracebaptistwv.com. Let's go out and change eternity today.
Tell and sing the news.